another Bobby B dip. If you want some new releases, just listen up now. And if you want some DVDs, yeah, just listen up now. And if you loving you some podcasts, just listen up now. And if you hate when we say fuck now, I just suck my balls now.
The perfect intro for new listeners to the Binge Views. Yeah, we're going to talk about DVDs, and you can suck our balls if you don't like when we say fuck you. Welcome to Binge Views. My name is Jim Lam, here with Chatsy.
What's up, man?
Now, you had a long night. You're complaining already.
It was pretty long, yeah.
Did you watch all three of these movies last night?
I did. I did indeed. need more coffee. That's what I need.
Holy fuck, Chatsy. The things you're doing here, this isn't... you can try to work a schedule around something else. I don't know. I feel bad, but also it's funny, so I don't know what to do.
You don't need to feel bad. I'm masochistic. I do it to myself.
You wouldn't be doing this if you weren't doing Binge Views, though, right?
Probably not all three of these, no. Probably. Maybe just one, maybe two. I don't know.
All right, well...
Definitely not Jigsaw. I'm going to be honest here. Flat out.
Goddamn. Quit spoiling your fun movies today. And I was like, that's my... Like, one of my last days off, you know? Well, not today. Tomorrow, actually. And one of my last days off. And I looked at him and I'm like, nope. Not going to the movies tomorrow. Unless... We get just a fucking astounding fucking review from you today on one of these three movies. What are we reviewing today?
We've got, as I stated earlier, Jigsaw, the eighth film in the Saw franchise. Mm-hmm. Thank You for Your Service, and Suburbicon. Those are the three new wide releases this week.
Okay, so we got Matt Damon versus Miles Teller versus Jigsaw.
Torture porn, yeah.
Torture porn. Okay. What do you want to start with this week?
We've been mixing it up, so we can continue to do that. We can start with Suburbicon this week.
All right.
This is directed by George Clooney.
I've heard of him.
Starring Matt Damon, Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac. I don't really know where to begin in this movie. It's something like 19...
Most importantly, written by the Coen brothers. Did you say that? I don't know if you said that.
Well, yeah. So half of the screen... This is where it gets into. Half of the screenplay is written by the Coen brothers, and then half of this is written by George Clooney.
Okay.
So he was working on a separate story, and it wasn't quite being full-fledged into a movie, so he took part of the script from them as well and kind of meshed the two of them.
Okay.
And it kind of just creates very like tonal mess.
Ooh.
So there's the storyline that George Clooney wrote has to do with this, like a civil rights storyline with this African American family moving into, you know, 1950s suburbia, into this neighborhood that's not very welcoming at all. That's like the opening of the movie. And then the other storyline, which is the one that's being, you know, marketed and everything, is the Matt Damon, the dark comedy storyline with his family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this movie is really disappointing. Very disappointing.
Wow.
All the talent and everything involved, you'd think that they would put together something a little better, and just did not translate well to this movie at all. What questions you got for me?
Okay, so the two tones of the film, is it like there a divide in the movie where you can tell like where the script was stopped and picked up by another person, or is it kind of, do they blend it together enough to tell a story?
Yeah, it's blended together. It's not like, you know, stop and start, but I mean, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. Like it just the other thing has nothing to do with it, and it's just like you have the African American storyline, you know, that the civil rights, you're kind of into, you're supposed to feel for this family and everything, because I mean, they're being treated terribly, but you don't get to know them at all. Like it's just kind of like you're just supposed to automatically care for them just because they're thrown into this situation, and
right.
It just doesn't work. Yeah.
So where does the, I don't know, your explanations got me kind of, I don't know, like the dark comedy aspect of it, does it surround the African American family, or is it
not at all?
Okay, yeah, so what happens to warrant the dark comedy? Like, what's going on in Matt Damon's life?
The only thing that is like this, the family moves in next door to Matt Damon's family, and that's kind of the tie-in with them. The dark comedy is more, okay, so I don't want to get into super spoiler, but something happens in this movie with Matt Damon's character and the family, and it's, you know, it's it's very, very touchy with this, because, you know, everything with this would be spoiled, you know, and I don't want to get into that. It just doesn't work. It's very uneven. Like, it just jumps back and forth with them, and it's just... It just doesn't work.
Why is this so spoiler? Is this a mystery of sorts?
Yeah, it's like a... I honestly haven't even seen the trailer for this. I watched, like, the first trailer, and it didn't reveal much of anything, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know how this is really being marketed to... how I don't know what they're trying to pull off with it in the marketing, but... It's very, very jumbled. Like I said, I think if the Coen brothers would have directed this movie and, you know, had fleshed out this storyline more, it would have worked a lot better. Okay. George Clooney, his directing credits leave a lot to be desired with me.
What else has he done? What are his other directors?
So, recent years, Monuments Men, he did The Ides of March, Leatherheads. His early movie, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, I think that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Sam Rockwell. That and Good Night and Good Luck. I never saw that one. But I mean, let alone those other three. And just, yeah, leave a lot to be desired. And it just doesn't work.
How's Matt Damon in this? From what I do remember of the trailer, he seemed a little, like, over the top, but it was okay. Like, I liked seeing that from him, you know what I mean? It piqued my interest for the trailer. How is he in this movie?
Yeah, man, he's good. Matt Damon's fine. Like, nothing has to do with the performances in this movie. Oscar Isaac, I think, is like the best part of the movie, and he's in it for about 10 minutes. But I mean, yeah, Matt Damon's he does a good job. He pulls off the quirk and everything that his character is kind of, you know, trying to go for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like you can't talk a lot about it. I didn't know this was like a mystery. I don't know. So there's nothing like thriller about this, though, right? It's not like a...
No, not really.
Yeah, it's just a dark comedy. Okay.
Yeah, it's dark comedy that falls very flat. It should have been directed by the Coen brothers, and you probably would have cared about it more. But yeah, outside of that, it's a very jumbled mess.
What do the Coen brothers do to make this a better movie? Why do you keep saying that? Like, do they flesh out that
number
family?
Number one, the whole civil rights storyline wouldn't have been in this. I'd imagine they would have been able to. Yeah, I mean, it's just that alone, man. It just doesn't work in this movie. Like I said, you're supposed to care about this family, and it's just kind of thrown in between. And the connection with the family and Matt Damon's character is that he has a son in this movie that plays catch with the son of this African American family. And so, like, that's really the tie-in between the two, but it's just not good.
Like, seriously, that's the only tie-in between these two storylines? Is that their sons play catch?
Yeah, and they live next door, and, they move into this neighborhood.
They don't
There's very little interaction. Like, Julianne Moore's character has an interaction with the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery store where she's trying to buy groceries, but the manager of the grocery store is being super racist and saying, like, every item's $20, and she's the Julianne Moore's character is like she's the one checking them out. And yeah, I mean, there's really the interactions right there. That ties it together.
They don't wrap it up, like, it's not wrapped together in the end, or
no, nothing. Not at all. Not at all. This is a super disappointing movie. Like I said, all the talent involved and everything, I really was hoping for something promising and just got left disappointed.
Okay, this has got a 4.7 on IMDb, so I don't think you're off base here. Now, Chad C. likes to recommend us to either skip it, stream it, or see it. I got a bad feeling about this. What do you do for Suburbicon?
This is going to be a skip it for me.
Definitely
skip it. Yeah. All
right.
It's just very disappointing all around. I mean, if you want to find some underlying things for, like I said, the performances are decent. I think Oscar Isaac, if he would have had more to do, would have been a lot better too. Which the 10 minutes he's in it, he's really good. He's probably the best part, like I said. But yeah, overall, it just falls very flat and doesn't work.
All right. Damn. That sucks. What's next for this week?
Let's do thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. All right.
Have you seen much on this at all?
Nothing. Not a second of it.
Okay. So this is Jason Hall's directorial debut. He's known for being the screenwriter for American Sniper. This is based on a book. It's 2008. Three soldiers come back from Iraq, and it's how they integrate back into society, dealing with PTSD, and coming back to their families and everything. Kind of just how they're treated and veterans are treated, and yeah. So, stars Miles Teller, Haley Bennett, a dramatic turn from Amy Schumer, which came out of nowhere. I never saw her in any trailers or anything, but she's in this. What do you got for me? This is kind of, yeah.
Is there like war scenes in this film? Like, do we get to kind of feel what they went through by actually living through it?
Yeah, so they tell what happens to this unit through flashbacks. So there's a couple of flashbacks that kind of, they're showing why, you know, they're dealing with what they're dealing with. But there's not extensive scenes of war by any means. No, there's probably two or three flashback scenes that detail, kind of lay everything out.
Uh-huh. This sounds a lot like, despite from description, something like Born on the 4th of July. Comparisons to that movie or nothing?
I've actually never seen that movie. I mean, you had all those kind of after like 2008, a lot of those like Stop Loss, some of those coming out, like, you know, coming back from dealing with PTSD.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, it's very much in the vein of those movies. So I'm assuming that's probably pretty similar. Yeah.
Does it have a unique twist to it though? Like, or have we seen this movie quite a few times already?
Yeah, this is nothing original or nothing new. It is very paint by numbers, everything you've seen before. Obviously, this is not anything to joke about by any means. PTSD is pretty serious, and this, you know, and it's absolutely nothing you haven't seen before by any means, which is what I gathered from the trailer. So after seeing the first trailer, it's kind of like, okay, I get the gist. Like,
Jesus Christ, you're staying up at 6 in the morning watching these movies. All right, Teller, is it good? I mean, someone would say, like, looking at the trailer for this and looking at the time, is this Oscar bait? Is Teller going back for another Oscar nomination? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I like Miles Teller. I think he's fine. I think he started off his career kind of, you know, not in great movies, and then Insurgent and all that. But he's, you know, I like Miles Teller fine. He does a good job. It's not definitely not bad because of him. Haley Bennett, she's playing his wife. She does a pretty good job as well. She's from The Girl on the Train last year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The performances are, I mean, they're good. Like, a couple of his, you know, one of his buddies that comes back, the acting on them is not great. So it's, you know, you have to deal with that. But overall, yeah.
They all live in the same, like, town or whatever. So they're, like, trying
to. Yeah, this is set in, I think they come back, it's in Kansas.
What year is this set in?
2008.
Okay. Why is Amy Schumer in this movie?
She plays the widow of one of the deceased characters from their unit, and so she's kind of talking to him, and that's a lot of the guilt that Miles Teller feels is because of what happens to her husband.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Is she good? Is she fully dramatic, or is she kind of...
She's fine. Yeah, I mean, yeah, as much as she can be. Like, she's probably in this movie as much as Oscar Isaac's in Suburbicon. Like, it's you know, a 10-minute scene. You know, she's in two or three scenes, not very long.
All right,
so but, I mean, she's okay. Yeah, I'm not a big Amy Schumer fan.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know. This doesn't sound like a movie I want to see. Is this not a feel-good movie? do you feel horrible watching this?
Pretty much, yeah. It's just, you just feel dirty and bad. Like, yeah, this sucks. This life doesn't feel, it doesn't look like it's fun by any means, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was in the military, so I know he dealt with some of that stuff too, and, you know, it's...
Josh Brolin, I guess, your dad?
Yeah, Josh Brolin, yeah. Mm-hmm. Coming back. So, yeah, I mean, it's just another pretty disappointing, and it's fine. This is like I would not be rushing out to the theater to watch this.
Is it just boring?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's pretty boring. It probably doesn't help that this was the third movie I watched last night either, like the last of them. But it also just didn't do enough to, you know, keep my interest. I don't know if I necessarily want to say that, but it's pretty serious, like I said. But it's just not. It's just nothing we haven't seen before. Like we said, it's.
You're tiptoeing around the fact of like the subject matter. Just fucking don't worry about it. You're not dissing fucking veterans just because you don't like this movie. If the movie sucks, say the movie sucks.
Well, I wouldn't say the movie sucks. It's fine. It's just nothing special by any means. It's nothing, not like nothing we haven't seen before.
Okay.
5.4
on IMDb. Now, again, this falls into a category that people might not like. Strip it. Can we add one? Can we add strip it?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Skip it, stream it, or see it for thank you for your service.
I'm gonna go very low on the stream it scale. If you're home and this is your jam, you want to throw this on.
I think this is your guilty conscience fucking making you. you won't allow yourself to say skip it because you're like, no, that people need to see this. And just okay, whatever. I'm not seeing this. I don't believe you. I literally don't believe you right now when you're saying stream it.
Don't see it. It's not that good.
You're such a liar. All right. Okay, the last one, leading into Halloween week, we have Jigsaw. It's been a while. When was the last Saw movie that came out? Do you remember?
I think it was 2010, right? I think, it's been 7 years.
All right. Now, were you a watcher of the Saw franchise, or did you see like maybe the first one and then tap out?
So I watched up to like Saw 4 or 5, I think. I don't know why. I remember liking the first Saw. Okay, it had a cool twist. Acting's pretty shitty, but you know, it had a cool twist. I just don't know why I kept watching them after that. I mean, James Wan directed it, so I mean, it's got some cool stuff in it. But yeah, after that, I remember just not liking. I don't remember anything from any other Saw movies outside of obviously people just getting torn to shreds and stuff, but no, I'm not a big fan of this franchise by any means.
Okay.
And I tapped out. Yeah, like I said, the last three I've not even seen, so I had nothing to go off of with that, but I don't think this has really any tie-ins to that.
You said this is the 8th Saw movie?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, it picks up 10 years after Jigsaw John Kramer's death. So I guess from what I was reading, it's like after Saw 3, I guess. I don't fucking know, yeah.
Oh, so, okay. All right. But the other movies still exist in this.
Yes, okay, yeah. It's not like they're just trying to, you know, wipe them from, but they don't really mention any of the stuff that happened in that. It's just mainly the bodies start showing up and they have, you know, puzzle pieces cut out of them, and it's these detectives trying to put together this mystery of what's happening and how this is happening, because John Kramer's been dead for 10 years, and is there a copycat killer and all this stuff.
Okay, so it's not okay, so the bodies that show up, they're dying via traps, like the old Saw traps, shit like that.
Yeah, well, from what we're seeing, yes. What the detectives are seeing, they're seeing mangled bodies, and okay, you know, whatever happens in this game is happening. You know, they show up on the street or something, their body's just there.
Okay, all right, okay. Is I'm not even on the right movie here. I'm still looking at Thank You for Your Service. I'm fascinated by it.
You're just riveted.
Are there characters from those first three movies or the first one? Are there characters that show up cameo-wise or are characters in this film?
Just Tobin Bell, just Jigsaw, John Kramer. He's the only one that I can remember, at least. Like I said, I haven't seen the last three, but okay, I'm pretty sure that he's the only recurring character.
And how is Tobin Bell in this movie? Is this a spoiler?
Yeah, he's Tobin Bell. I mean, he's exactly how he is in the other movies that he's in.
But didn't he die in part 3? Didn't we just cover that?
Yeah, but he's I don't. Yeah, it's like, it's in, yeah, I don't want to spoil it for the fucking diehard Saw fans, if there are any of those people out there, I guess.
In some way or shape or form, he's back in this.
Yes, okay. In some way he's in this. He's here. He's here.
Okay. All right, well, are the kills good? I mean, they've had 7 years to think about new kills, and I think that was what was getting a little bit tired with the franchise, and people were getting... I mean, they were pretty good. They're still good throughout all the movies. To be honest, some people might argue, like, that was the only good thing about the later Saw movies was, you know, the originality of the traps and shit like that. Story kind of got convoluted. Like, I didn't even know who was doing what or why they were doing it by the end. I was just watching it and remembering a couple deaths. Could that, what I just said there, could that be said about this film?
I guess I didn't think anything was super unique or clever or anything like that. This movie fucking sucks, dude. It's everything about it, the acting, I mean, it's just not good. I'm pretty sure that most of these things have been done in prior Saw movies, a lot of them, maybe a couple of different here and there, but they're like in a barn, essentially, what they're, you know, they're working their way through this, like, maze type each room. I mean, it's, yeah, just exactly how the other ones are. Somebody's going, get in the next room and trying to, like, there's a five of them, and there's supposed to be one left standing at the end.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, that's interesting. Okay, so it's like, the cops are looking, they find some bodies and all that, but then the beef of the movie is five people stuck in a barn.
Yeah, so they leave clues. Like, on the bodies, it'll say, like, in four remain, and three remain, you know, just so that they're trying to get, you know.
Oh, so the bodies are these people that are in the barn.
Yeah.
And so the cops is a whole nother kind of scenario where they're trying to figure out where they're at.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Is this a good... Yeah. Okay. I remember my Happy Death Day wish that I wanted a good little... slasher film for Halloween, which I watched yesterday, by the way. Anyway,
that's what I heard.
Is this a fun little Halloween movie to check out? I mean, look at great fucking release date. Saw's always done it right when it comes to their movies. Always on Halloween weekend. Is this going to make some money? Are people going to enjoy themselves at the theater for Halloween weekend?
This is supposed to be the number one movie this weekend. Medea second weekend, so... I'm not saying much. It's supposed to make Bale over like 20 million, I think, somewhere in that range, like 15 to 20 million opening. Right. But if you're a fan of the Saw movie, sure. I just can't see you going in blind and like enjoying this, man. The acting is just so bad. It's just not a good movie. The best part of this movie is that there's a VR experience that goes along. We talked about this a little bit last week. That was the best. I mean, and it's not even really, like, it doesn't tie in with the movie at all. It's just you trying to get out of traps and such. And
you did this?
I did do this.
Did you get out of the trap?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of puzzles you have to go through. It was kind of entertaining and fun for like an Oculus Rift type thing, but... Mm-hmm. That was more entertaining than the movie for me.
Okay. Is this going to be... okay, so it's been 7 years, right? Like, a whole new generation of kids is now maybe fucking opening their eyes to the Saw franchise. Is this going to... Is it... Think younger now. Think younger. I know you're old. You're not that old, but you're older.
I'm an old man.
Are the younger kids the 18-year-old kids that are just going to fucking... Yeah, I just turned 18. Let's go see Saw. Are they going to love this shit? And then go on and fucking catch up with all the other Saw movies?
Based on this, probably not. No, okay. it's kind of a piece of shit. So no, I highly doubt they're like clamoring for more after this. It's only an hour and a half, so that makes it a little better. It's pretty quick, but
yeah. But look at it's got an audience. It's already got a built-in audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure that's what I'm saying. I'm sure the Saw fans they go into these movies, you know, wanting kills and shit. And it's what it delivers, I guess, with pretty shitty storyline. And the twist is really fucking bad in this. And
oh, there's another twist. Okay.
Yeah, that's just constant twists. There's a couple of them at the end, and it's like okay.
This is on par with. Is it better or worse than you've said you saw till like four, three or four? Is it better or worse than those? I'm imagining it better. It's worse, sorry, than the first one.
Yeah, the first one's, yeah, I rewatched that this week, and it wasn't as good as I remember. It's kind of, whatever. But, yeah, the first one's leaps and bounds better than this one.
So is this on par with the other ones? Kind of like, this is
what you expected? From what I remember, this is along the lines of, yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a fan of this, you're a diehard, I'm sure you'll get enjoyment out of this. But you couldn't pay me to go watch this, really.
This is hard because when they were coming out every year, I would just like, taking a page of advice out of your book, I would stream, every year I would stream it, right? Because it's on, and it's familiar to me. It's just like Paranormal. When Paranormal was coming out every year, I would like, all right, well, a new Paranormal movie's coming out, it's Halloween, I'll watch it. I wasn't necessarily paying for any of these movies, but at the same time, I had enough interest to watch it. This one, I don't have any, it's been 7 fucking years. Like, I don't remember anything. Like, because there wasn't a movie last year. I have no chance of remembering. Like, when this movie starts, oh, yeah. There's no way. Other than Tobin Bell, because he's the only familiar face, I guess, in this movie, you're saying.
Yeah.
And even if there was people from fucking the last 5 movies, I wouldn't know who they were, to be honest with you. It's been 7 fucking years. I have no interest of streaming this. I have no interest of seeing this. But I give it to him. A fucking horror movie at Halloween is something, you know, not a lot of people fucking can figure it out, but the Saw franchise has for over a fucking decade now. So kudos to them. Is it a skip it, stream it, or see it?
Definite skip it for me.
Chudsey, you've went through 3 movies and told us to not see any of them because you lied for thank you for your service, and that was a skip it. So you're saying don't go to the theater Halloween weekend?
I mean, no. Everybody's going to be home watching Stranger Things this weekend anyway, so it's not like I'm breaking new ground. You know, it's just, no one, just don't do it.
Very true. Can you get a job next week? Can you get a job at Netflix so that when shows are coming on Netflix, you can review those prior and we can do that? Can you do that?
Yeah. Okay. Don't wait, isn't there someone that's for the site that works for Netflix that could probably do that, right?
There is, but I don't think he gets to see shit. To be honest, I'm not sure he works for Netflix.
Yeah, me either. But hey.
I'm pretty sure he lies about a lot of the stuff. All right.
Yeah, different story for a different day.
Yeah. All right, you're right, though. Stranger Things is nailing it. Halloween weekend, season 2, absolutely fucking perfect. See, now if it would have came out this weekend, and I know it made fucking broke some records, it would have even broke more records if it came out this Friday. Just telling
you. Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I don't know. We can agree to disagree on that. But
why? Why? What do you?
I mean, that's why a lot of these don't come out, because I mean, this weekend people are, you know, running around, and it's like this movie's supposed to make 15, 20, and then next weekend Thor, so it's just gonna drop like 80% in business, and then it'll be out of the top 10 in 2-3 weeks here.
I think this weekend,
I mean, it had that time. It's still doing pretty well. I mean, it's still in the top 10, so I mean, it's still chugging along.
I imagine, yeah, it's going to get a boost this weekend. I'm just saying this specifically this weekend, the way it worked out, the weekend does, like, okay, so Halloween's closer to after, like, a Tuesday, right? It's not a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the weekend before Halloween, I figure, is a perfect time to release a horror movie. Absolutely perfect. And that's why Saw is going to do pretty decently this week. Yep. Seven years after their last movie, it's still going to be the number one movie, which is pretty fucking impressive. Shitty movie or not, it is.
Maybe it says more about society. I think that's what it says.
Well, absolutely, but some people just want to see a horror movie on Halloween weekend, like me. I've been preaching this for fucking 20 years. How long have I been doing this show? 55 years I've been doing this podcast, and I've been preaching it. God damn it.
Yeah.
Skip it. That's what we got.
Yep. It was a bad week. It was not a good week.
Your recommendation for this week is to stay home, watch your favorite horror movies, and Stranger Things Season 2, and like it.
I feel like that's what most people are going to do anyway, without my advice. But yeah, that's what I'm going with this weekend. It's supposed to be a very dead weekend, so...
All right, what's coming up next weekend? Maybe
so we have a Bad Mom's Christmas is a Wednesday release next week.
Bad Mom's Christmas in October.
Thor Ragnarok, which GC reviewed on the podcast this past weekend, but next weekend as well.
And so, Nate P is reviewing it this weekend on the
Binge
Cast. All right, listen. Thor Why is Bad Moms coming out on Wednesday?
Yeah, it's trying to get that jump on Thor. Counter programming.
And it's a Christmas movie coming out November 1st. All right, I guess that you can say the holiday season starts November 1st for you fucking Americans, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be all the convenience stores flooded with all that good stuff.
All right. So that's it? Just those two?
That's it. Next week, yeah. Starts getting down to just a couple releases every week now. So.
All right, well, look it. Now you don't have to, you can go to sleep at 4 in the morning now. How about that?
Yeah, it's true. Not 6.
You might even... You get to watch Bad Moms even earlier, so you can fucking spread them out. Look at you.
Yeah, it's true.
Sound very excited. I try to get you excited. I never get you excited. That's the problem here.
I can't get excited for Bad Moms Christmas, I'm going to be honest. But hey, I'll do it for the binge views. Do it all for the binge views.
See, people, even people that see movies for free every week, they get bored with it. They don't care anymore. That's what Chet C is telling you right now.
It's more along the lines of just a lot of wide releases, more often than not, just kind of suck. But hey, mm-hmm. I gotta get out there for the people. But
you're not
know.
Exactly. You're not paying for them, right? Are you in fact Correct. Getting? Are you getting paid while you're watching these?
One cannot confirm nor deny.
Right. Okay. So. As soon as I asked the question, I was like, "Why did you ask that question?" All right. Good. Okay, Chatsy, thank you very much for another. Outstanding fucking, well, shitty weekend of movies and your recommendations, therefore. And next week, I look forward to hearing about drunk fucking moms and the Hulk. That's the movie that's coming out next week.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Jetsy.
Yep. Thanks, man.
See ya.
See ya.